Welcome to Yashoda Health Podcast, your trusted source for valuable health information. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and today we'll discuss heat stroke, a condition triggered by the body overheating due to prolonged exposure to high temperatures or strenuous physical activity. Joining us is Dr. K. Somnath Gupta, Senior Consultant Physician and Diabetologist at Yashoda Hospitals, High Tech City. Dr. Somnath, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
So can you explain what heat stroke is and how it differs from other heat-related illnesses?
Before knowing about heat stroke, we need to know about heat exhaustion. Heat exhaustion is nothing but exposing to these high temperatures over a prolonged period with physical exertion can lead to heat exhaustion. And this heat exhaustion will be leading to some symptoms like body will be having high temperatures, will be sweating a lot, having fatigue, weakness, tiredness, few present with headaches, few may be having body pains, and few may be having a kind of fainting spells. But when this heat exhaustion, if we neglect it, can lead to heat stroke. Heat stroke is an extreme condition of heat exhaustion where the temperature, body temperature may rise more than 104 degrees. Patient's skin becomes very dry. He may be having fainting leading to loss of consciousness and few may throw seizures. And patient may lead into complications like renal failure or hepatic changes or may involve cardiac also.
So what are the primary causes and risk factors which are associated with heat stroke, doctor?
Mainly when a person has a dehydration causes like having high fevers because of infections, maybe having some food poisoning causing loose stools or vomitings or any condition which is causing fevers, when they expose to these high temperatures, the dehydration body already exposing to high temperatures, he is easily vulnerable for getting heat stroke or heat exhaustion. And a person who has been physically exerted in a hot environment can also lead to heat exhaustion and heat stroke. So basically, dehydrated body and causing this heat exhaustion or exposing to high temperatures leading to heat exhaustion, if neglected, can lead to heat strokes.
So what are the warning signs and symptoms of heat stroke that our listeners should be aware of?
The temperature of the body raises more than 41 degrees Celsius, 104 degrees Fahrenheit. And it will be not like on and off intermittent, it will be continuous fevers. Patient may have dry skin, his pulse is very high and rapid, he will be having low blood pressures and he will be losing his consciousness if at all neglected, can also throw seizures, can be having a kind of weakness, tiredness, fatigue, not able to get up from the bed.
So what steps can individuals take to prevent heat stroke, especially during hot weather or when engaging in physical activity, doctor?
Better to avoid sunlight exposures mainly between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., doing our workouts before 10 or after 4. And mainly the people who are vulnerable like children and aged more than 65 years or who are having comorbidities like diabetes or cardiac or renal issues. And wearing very light clothes, thin clothes, which are like easily making ourselves sweat and making ourselves comfortable room for our body. Hydrating well, taking good amount of fluids, 4 liters per day at least. And avoiding fluids which dehydrates ourselves like tea, coffees as well as alcohol. And better always to have take a light food which is easily to digest during the summers.
And before we wrap this episode, doctor, could you enlighten us as how someone should respond if they suspect they or someone else is experiencing heat stroke?
It's immediate to bring him to the emergency or casualty as soon as possible. At emergency, we need to immediately change his clothes, make him wear lighter clothes, make him hydrate well. Before coming to the emergency, like if he is conscious enough, he is unconscious. Coming to the casualty, we immediately give IV fluids, at least cold saline, and covering him with cold packs or cold blankets, which will help in reducing the temperatures and hydrating him, which helps in improving his blood pressure and reducing his heart rate, which can avoid or prevent complications.
To all our listeners, it's crucial to understand that dealing with heat stroke becomes more manageable with the appropriate knowledge and support. Stay informed and stay proactive. And don't hesitate to seek guidance from healthcare professionals. We'll return shortly with more informative episodes. Until then, take care and stay healthy. Thank you.
Thank you.